From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indonesia's police chief says a suicide attack outside a police building in Surabaya today wounded officers and civilians was carried out by a family of five that included an 8-year-old child. The family riding on two motorbikes blew themselves up at a checkpoint outside the police station. The young child survived, is now recovering. The attack in the country's second-largest city comes a day after a family of six suicide bombers, including teens and children, targeted three churches, killing at least 13 people, wounding 41 others, also in Surabaya. Greg Feely is an Australian National University scholar.
This is unprecedented, certainly in the history of Indonesian jihadism, to have an entire family martyr itself. And I think the decision made by the two parents that they would involve particularly their young daughters in the bombing of the church, which the mother undertook.
Police blame the church attacks on the Islamic State-inspired group. All big cities in Indonesia are now on high alert. A Chechen-born French citizen stabbed people with a knife, killing one, wounding four in Paris. It happened late Saturday. Police killed the assailant, who had been on a terror watch list. Officials say this underscores the challenge France faces from Islamic militants. Two British citizens and their Congolese driver have been released following their abduction in Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Park ranger was killed during the kidnapping near Kibati, north of Goma. Britain welcomes the news. The park is in North Kivu province, where armed groups are active. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on the program Fox News Sunday, where he spoke about the possibility of sanctions relief from Washington for North Korea if it gives up a full denuclearization.
If we get denuclearization, of course there'll be sanctions relief, certainly. There'll be more than that. The president has a commitment, and he will make this commitment to Chairman Kim, I am confident, that says, if you do the things we need to do, so that America is no longer held at risk by your nuclear weapons arsenal, and that you get rid of your CBW program and missiles that threaten the world, we'll ensure that your people have the opportunity for the greatness that I know Chairman Kim wants them to have.
After meeting twice with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, Mr. Pompeo said he's convinced that Kim shares the objectives of the American people. Pompeo said the goal of the June 12 summit between Kim and President Trump in Singapore is to set out those markers where terms of denuclearization and security assurances could be negotiated and finalized. United States is threatening to impose sanctions on European companies that do business with Iran as the remaining participants of the Iran nuclear accord stiffen their resolve to keep the agreement operational. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton appeared on the ABC News program this week, where he said U.S. sanctions on European companies that maintain business dealings with Iran are possible. He also spoke about why the Iran nuclear agreement signed in 2015 with the U.S. and other nations is not a good deal.
This was part of the flaw of the deal, to entice Europe and the United States into economic relations with Iran that eventually would have worked against really holding Iran accountable for violations of the deal. It's reminiscent of the saying attributed to Vladimir Lenin that the capitalist will sell us the rope with which we'll hang them. That's what's wrong with this deal. Why would any business, why would the shareholders of any business want to do business with the world's central banker of international terrorism?
President Trump said last week the United States was withdrawing from the 2015 deal negotiated by the Obama administration. Israel, celebrating 70 years since the founding, May 14, 1948, Sunday, they observed the relocation of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged other countries to do the same.
Move your embassies to Jerusalem because it's the right thing to do. And move your embassies to Jerusalem, listen to this, move your embassies to Jerusalem because it advances peace.
The U.S. Embassy is due to open later today in Jerusalem. Thousands of Palestinians expected to protest Israel's anniversary along its frontier with Gaza, a day they call Nakba or Catastrophe.
That's the latest world news from VOA.